And the Warsaw Cape Maria meets Rick. At some party or whatever. Because she can go anywhere she wants now. There are special doors and routes for the very top elite that they can thread through anonymously, not identified by PGP codes and things like that. So at this very special party, sometimes you have people here and there who are unknown, just gliding around. Calling themselves this and that, doing this and that. And she is saying, well, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. And then they ask, well, wow, what's your business? Oh, you know. I'd rather be private here, just be myself. You understand? And this way she gets around it. People think, yeah, of course, here we associate as persons, private persons, not as titles or representatives of organizations or whatever. It can be politicians here, there can be all kinds of people. So we are up top here. Because those people up on the top, they also need a social life. So she's moving around there. And then she meets Rick, who's kind of standing in a corner and looking a little outside. He's that kind of person. He always, you don't get the impression that he just dropped down from another world and never really fit in anywhere, and he always feels like that. I don't belong here, and I'm an outsider. I guess could be considered by others a bit Asperger or something. So we build his character a little like that, and then he's standing there, and there are these important looking people hanging out around him, you know. So she can understand that they really try to talk to him, and he's kind of shy and answering politely, but he's now in his late 70s or early 80s or something like that. And, well, he answers, he communicates, his conversations are going, he's good at it now. Although he was shy and kind of not so into such situations when he was young. But he's speaking to the point. He's not just doing what do you call it? Kallprat, cold talk. And she stops and she listens, and what is he talking about? I mean, fantastic things. And she asked someone, I said, you know, he was one of those who built the computer for the Apollo moon capsule, that kind of thing. And she goes, wow, this is a computer lady too, right? And she listens, and we can allow him to speak there. Because what we don't know so far, but which gradually will creep out to the surface, is that he is computer genius, mathematician genius. He got involved with this secret AI research back in the 60s or early 70s after the moon travel, and got high security clearance and all that. But at the same time, there in the late 60s, he stepped in through the door to this matchless gifts. Shop, 26 Second Avenue on Manhattan in New York City. But that's another story. But we give little hints here to those who are supposed to and ready to understand them. Now, maybe it is even him who started the awares. I don't know. So we can keep that also a mystery, but he's there somewhere. And yeah, maybe he invites her to that, not dark net but bright net, not under net but over net, where the awares are. And then she brings that home, sits down by her laptop and she discovers, my goodness, what is this? And her friends come up to her because they are a little kind of a hacker gang. It's called the awares. Is it on the net? No, it's something called the overnet. I never heard about that before. They give us the link. And then boom, boom, boom. They're all there. And they find these fantastic things there. It's a completely free realm. But everyone there are by invitation only. And they are more sattvic. It's the realm of Svarga.